More now on the discussion of sovereignty. Hearst Hannam is professor of international law at the Fletcher School of Diplomacy at Tufts University. Professor Hannam, Senator Warner read his dictionary definition of sovereignty, a supreme and independent power or authority in a state. Is that what sovereignty means to you?
Well, I think that definition is pretty close. Sovereignty, in a way, has two meanings. The international law meaning is when a state is fully independent and is a sovereign state, is not subjected to the control of any other state. Then there's also the internal meaning, that is the independence of the government or the legitimacy of the government within a state. I know that in the past we've talked about the transfer of sovereignty as a shorthand, but it really is incorrect. The United States is not the sovereign government in Iraq. It's an occupying power that has certain rights and responsibilities because of that. There really is no sovereign government in Iraq, even though there's a sovereign state. So what we are transferring is power or authority. If we want to talk about the new government being sovereign, then I think it does mean independence, as Senator Warner indicated.
Senator Warner, also Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, all expressed some anxiety about this. And Senator Warner suggested, I think we should start using the term limited sovereignty. He said, I think that's what we should say we're restoring to Iraq. If I hear you right, that would be inaccurate as well.
Well, it might be what we want to do, but then we should stop talking about transferring sovereignty. If you just say that we're going to create a sovereign government in Iraq, that means it has full powers. It can ask us to leave the day after it is constituted, or it can assign to the United States and the coalition whatever obligations and give it whatever powers it would like. If we're talking about limited sovereignty, then we need to make that very clear, and that's something quite different, I think, from what the Iraqi people expect.
Give us a little history lesson here. Say, in the age of decolonization, was there a creation of sovereignty or a withdrawal of colonial power sovereignty from all those countries in Asia and Africa that became independent?
Well, you've asked one of the trickiest questions that you can of an international lawyer. The international community was very good in dodging the question of just where sovereignty lay during the period of colonialism. There seemed to be some agreement that the colonial power was not sovereign, but that sort of left a lack of sovereignty. So I think that perhaps restoring sovereignty to the newly independent states would be the best way of putting it without pressing the point as to where sovereignty was before that time.
Let's take another country that some might see as analogous to Iraq, and that would be post-war Germany, which was occupied for many years. But then there were foreign bases in Germany, even as most people regarded the Federal Republic of West Germany as a sovereign state. Was it a fully sovereign state, or did it have some degree of limited sovereignty?
Well, it was a fully sovereign state, certainly after the period when the occupation ended. But sovereign states, of course, can agree to hand over certain powers, whether it's defense or immigration or economic powers, to other states, to other entities. And so the mere fact that one has bases on one's territory doesn't mean that one isn't sovereign. The key, though, is that the decision as to whether or not those bases remain, for instance, rests in the hand of the local government, not in whatever government happens to be occupying the bases.
Sovereign, of course, doesn't necessarily mean democratic. There might be sovereign despots or sovereign hereditary monarchs in countries.
Certainly not. If one wants to talk in the political science sense about whether a sovereign government has to be legitimate, we could discuss that. But at the international level, there's no question, for instance, that North Korea and China and other states that we could name are fully sovereign, even though their governments might not be democratic.
Professor Hannam, thanks for talking with us once again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Hearst Hannam, professor of international law at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, spoke to us from Cambridge, Massachusetts.